Blog Talk Radio.
Nation, it's another episode of Orange State of Mind. This will be episode 2. I apologize for taking so long to recap the Lehigh game. I've just been slipping, I guess, but I promise I'll do better in the future. Been watching nonstop basketball on ESPN, ESPN2. It's pretty great time to be a college hoops fan. Excuse me. So it's good to be back. It's good to come back after a win, and the season's off to a good start. If you'd like to reach me personally, you can hit me up at @JasonSpears_301 on Twitter. If you want to comment on the show, that's going to be @Spears_onsports on Twitter. So just wanted to get that out of the way. So without further ado, we'll move on to the game. Cuse came out and really got after it defensively. I thought Lehigh moved the ball pretty well, but our defense was stifling in the first half. We definitely shut them down and held them to a relatively low point total, and went into halftime with a 20-point lead. And I thought for sure this is going to be one of those games where, you know, we cruise and it's not close and all that. But things that you got to remember when you're talking about this team is it's extremely young. Obviously, Malachi Richardson is a young player. Tyler Lydon is a young player. Daywan Coleman, who hasn't played all that much in his Syracuse career, is a relatively young player in terms of actual playing time. Chino's a young guy. I have to keep that in mind when we get into the second half, where obviously we did not play as well. The defense was okay. It was definitely not as good as the first half. But overall, for the game, I thought the defense was great. It was good. No problem there. Other than a couple of lackadaisical plays by Daywan on defense where he, and this is all rust, I would think, where he didn't get out, or he took a bad angle, or he went too far out, or whatever. I think that stuff is rust. Hopefully, with time, he'll get all his timing back and get back in the flow of the game. But the thing I'm not particularly excited about with this team is, and I'm not trying to be negative because I'll get into a bunch of positive later. But with Daywan, you have to remember he's the same height as Mike Benajay. He's only 6'7". He's not a very tall guy. He plays below the rim. He's not a shot blocker. And Syracuse is not used to playing someone like him in the back of the zone. He was you know, really slow to react and got into foul trouble, and that's typical of someone who's had a long layoff. And so I'm not burying him by any stretch of the imagination. I do think maybe starting him might not be the best idea because he's just He's extremely slow to react right now, and I just think he needs to work the rust off, so maybe bringing him off the bench would be better. But either way, it doesn't really matter. The playing time is the playing time. It doesn't matter if you start or not. You're going to get the minutes you deserve, and he did not play as many minutes in that game as I think Coach Boeheim would like, but he didn't earn it. So, and I'm all about earning minutes. And as far as the bottom line is, Syracuse ended up winning the game by 10. The second half, I was really impressed with the way Lehigh came back. They played extremely hard. I think it was a good test for our guys. They got within 6. Obviously a big topic of conversation is the amount of threes that this team is taking. And I would argue that the bigger issue is the amount of minutes that they played Trevor Cooney and Mike Benajay when you've got a capable guy like Caleb Joseph, who clearly played well in this game and only got 14 minutes. I don't get that. I would not play Cooney or Benajay over 35 minutes a game when you have a guy like Caleb who's bulked up and is clearly a different player this year than he was last year. I understand that you don't want to go too small, and I get that, but at the same time, you want to have your best players on the floor. And honestly, I hate to say this, but Cooney just looks the same to me. I know he works really, really hard, and I'm not ripping the kid. He's a solid defensive player, but he is what he is. He's a high volume shooter. He doesn't shoot for a very high percentage, and you know, I think that's partially the fact that he's been depended on in the last couple of years to be the 3-point shooter. Teams have really face guarded him and not given him any open shots. This year's different in the sense that you have all these other shooters. So I understand the strategy of shooting the ball because you've got shooters. You got Malley, you've got G, you got Cooney, you got Lydon. I mean, even Frank Howard and Caleb Joseph shoots the ball surprisingly well as also. So I get that. But at the same time, you cannot completely forego, going down low to Tyler Roberson in the block. You can't do it. When you do that, when he only gets 3 shot attempts against a team like Lehigh, you're neglecting a kid who I think is still maybe I'm naive, but I think the kid is ultra talented. But you have to get him the ball. And coach said that they were that they couldn't get the ball to him or whatever. They didn't try. I mean, really, they did not try. And it was a bad game for Tyler. And I really feel like he's one of those guys, you get him involved and he starts rolling. I think about the Duke game last year. They got him involved. He had one of his best games, if not his best games, against Duke. He really played well against Duke both times. He's got the talent. They have to make it a priority to get him the ball. And the reason why I say that is, if you get the ball on the paint, and they have to double down on him or at least respect him, that opens up all kinds of things. It opens up the lanes to drive. It opens up 3-point shots. It opens up everything. I mean, you can get a 3-point shot with this team pretty much anytime you want. I really think they need to be focused on their half-court offense understanding that they have a talented low-post player in Tyler Roberson and they need to get him the ball. That needs to be a priority to get him involved in the game, because when he's not involved in the game, you see what happens. To me, 34, 35 threes in a game is entirely too much. And I guess, based on what I've heard from coach, that's what this team is going to be, is just a 3-point shooting team, which I'm fine with. But 35 is excessive to me. I get that Daywon's rusty, so you're not going to feed him the ball. Chino's, not an offensive player. And Lydon is young, thin, and I don't really, I don't see a lot of post moves from him. So I get that. But you got Roberson, and he is a post player. So just in my humble opinion, and obviously Coach Boeheim, Coach Hopkins, all those guys have forgotten more basketball than I'll ever know. I just feel like getting Tyler involved is important to this team. I feel like it opens a lot of things up, and it was a disappointing game from that stretch, or from that point of view for me, just seeing how they settled for jumpers the entire game. And granted, you know, they knocked some down, but I really think, you know, to get where they want to go, they've got to play Caleb more, because Caleb can get in the lane. You get in the lane, that changes the whole dynamic of the defense and of your offense. You can get mid-range shots. You can, I mean, if he draws the defense, he can dish it for, I mean, Chino might not be great offensively, but he can dunk the ball, and you get the ball to, you know, T-Rob, whatever. I mean, there's things you can do. So, and my man Dean pointed this out, it's just too many threes, man. You can't chuck threes the entire game. That can't be our offensive strategy, and I was a little disappointed in that in the second half. What I was impressed with, and shockingly so, was the way Chino played. I was so impressed with his activity, the way he reacted to the ball down in the post defensively, and the way he blocked shots. He was active. I really feel like in a 2-3 zone, you've got to have a shot blocker in the back. You can't have, and that's my issue with Daywon. He's not a shot blocker. He's not athletic. He's got post moves, and he's, you know, he's got a decent, you know, 15 footer or whatever. But I almost feel like he's more of a power forward than he is a center. And in, you know, in this defense, I don't know if he's capable of playing a wing spot. So he's going to be the center. Chino, on the other hand, is much more athletic, much more of a shot blocker. And I'm not saying he's a better overall player, because I'm comparing Chino now to a, you know, a rusty Daywon. At the end of the day, right now is what we're talking about, and I just think Chino looks better. That's just my humble opinion. I also thought that Caleb played extremely well in his 14 minutes. He had 8 points, 1 turnover. I thought he should have played much more. Caleb's really important to this team. He's the closest thing that they have, in my opinion, to a true point guard. He definitely, again, in my opinion, is the best slasher as far as getting in the lane that they have. He's bulked up, so he's strong enough to get in there and muscle, you know, and get up shots. His jump shot's better. And it's not like he's a midget. He's 6'3", and I mean, Cooney's 6'4". So, and I would argue that Caleb played better than Cooney in that last game. So, I don't know what they're going to do, but I love what I saw out of Malachi. Malachi can get it. He's going to be a legit player. You can already tell. He doesn't have that, like, freshman kind of fear kind of thing going, where he's afraid to take a shot. He's afraid to get, you know, take a big shot, afraid to get yanked out of the game. He doesn't have any of that. I don't like the word swag. I hate that word, but he has the confidence that you need to be a big time player, and I think he is going to be a big time player. I'm already impressed with his defense for a young player. He rotates well. He's quick. I'm super impressed with his passing, and I really underestimated, I think, how good he can be. I didn't think his handle was as good as it is, and I didn't think he was as good a passer as he is, and I didn't think he was as good at defensively as he is. And I've seen this in 3 games. Obviously, that's a short amount of time. That's not much of a track record or whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, this is just things I think that I see as far as just natural stuff. Defense is a lot of instinct, too, and I think he has that. Mainly, though, his release is unbelievable. He can get his shot off in such a quick amount of time. And he's got a crossover step back, and it's nasty. He's gonna be a stud. I could see him competing for freshman of the year easily. Definitely gonna average over 10 points a game easily. He's a big time player, and I really like what I see out of him. As far as Benajay played, I thought he was good. He reminds me of CJ Fair in the sense that sometimes you don't really notice how well, he played. Like this game, I didn't really pay much attention, didn't really notice him as much. And he led the team in scoring. And he's, I mean, he stuffed the stat sheet, and that's what they need from him. He's good on the defensive end. I like the length at the top of the zone with Mike at the point and Cooney at the two, and I like Malley at the three. As far as the team goes, I really think the sky's the limit. I think obviously in the first game you're going to see a lot of things that you're not going to see in the 15th game. They took a lot of threes. I think they'll manage that better. And I'm not even saying they were bad shots. I just don't think you can shoot the ball 35 times from deep and expect to win a lot of games. It's just not a high percentage way to play. I do think they underutilize Tyler. I think if you get him the ball, he makes plays. And if nothing else, he makes you defend the low post, which allows your shooters to get open. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a 30-foot jumper. It can be, you know, a 17-foot mid-range shot. So my point, I guess, with all this stuff is I really like the ceiling of this team. I think it's much higher than last year. I think they have a lot of parts. They can do a lot of different things. They can beat you a lot of different ways. I think they can play a lot of different lineups. It really reminds me of some of those Villanova teams with Randy Foy, Alan Ray, all those guys. When they played four-guard lineups and it was a nightmare to defend, I really think Syracuse can do that if you played, Caleb, Benajay, Malley, Cooney. I mean, that's a nightmare to defend right there. You throw T-Rob in there and you got a low post threat. So there's a lot of things that I really think this coaching staff and these players can do against anybody and utilize – the strengths that they have. Obviously, you know, the low post is not a strength for this team, but they do have a good low post player. So it's important for them not to forget him and kind of get him involved, especially, you know, against the lesser teams. And I'm not disrespecting any of the teams they play. You lose a game to Lemoyne, you can lose a game to anybody. So they obviously need to come to play every game and respect every opponent. But what I mean is, you're playing against teams that don't have the height, don't have the athleticism, and don't have the talent that you have. So you need to make use of these games by really, you know, trying things out, seeing what works. And that leads me to another thing, which I'm sure is going to be a hot button thing or whatever, because most people disagree with me here. I had this kind of debate back and forth with someone on Twitter. But I don't see why, when you have this much athletic ability and you've got a guy like Chino in the back that can block shots, why against a lesser team with less athleticism and less, height, basically less everything, that you don't go to a press for 2 or 3 minutes a half. I really don't. And the reason why I say that is, And it goes back to seeing games like Vermont where they set in a 2-3 zone. They sit in that zone, and sometimes they get lethargic. Their offense, their half-court, it becomes a half-court game. Everybody knows Syracuse is not great in the half-court. But when you speed the game up, you know, they might get an easy basket, but more often than not, we're going to get steals, we're going to get easy baskets, and that speeds the game up. That plays right into Syracuse's hands. We did not press at all in that game, and I really think this is the time you need to work on stuff like that. The kid that I was debating with, or the guy, I don't know if he's a kid, the guy I was debating with, his whole argument was defense wasn't the problem, and I agree, defense wasn't a problem in that game. But what I'm saying is that there are going to be times in the season where you're going to have to press to try to get back in the game. If you think that Syracuse is going to lead the entire season and not have to press, you're delusional. And the best time to work on the press is now. Because you want to get it down. You want to have it perfected. You want to have the rotations, the traps, all that stuff. You want to have it perfected. So when you go into the ACC season and you have to throw a press on a team, you're not doing it for the first time. And I'm sure they practice it, but it's not the same as a game. And I really would like to see – I think he took it as, I want to see them press for 10 minutes a game. Absolutely not. 2-3 zone is stifling, and when it was played correctly, you see what it does. But I also think that you need to practice the press just because you're going to need it at some point in the season when you're behind to get turnovers, to speed the game up, what have you. And I don't think there's any drawback, really, to trying it against a team like Lehigh or a team like St. Bonaventure tonight, because you need to get that type of experience. You need to work it into the game plan and see what it can do. Maybe they're horrible at it, but you got to figure it out, because you're going to need it in the ACC season. I guarantee you, you're going to be behind against teams like Duke and UNC and Virginia, and you're going to have to do it at some point. And you want to be prepared for that. I'm all about being prepared for every game, and you want to have that defense ready to roll if you need it. And I think they can do it successfully too. I think they have the players, the athleticism, the length, the, you know, they've got everything they need to press a team for 3 minutes a half. So, that's one thing I'd like to see them do. But, you know, in reality, the defense was I would agree with the guy that I was speaking with on Twitter that the defense was really good. The only issue I really had was with day one, and obviously, like I said earlier in the podcast, that's a rust issue. And I think, you know, the more he plays, the more refined his game will be, the better he'll play, obviously. One guy I haven't mentioned yet is Tyler Lydon. I thought he was extremely active. Had a nice dunk off a beautiful pass by Malachi for a dunk. And I really liked what I saw from him on the defensive end, block shots, grab rebounds. I like his motor. He plays 100 miles an hour. And that's in the past, that's been an issue. As far as I'm concerned, with some of the Syracuse teams, they didn't dive on the floor for loose balls. They didn't get after it. You don't have to worry about that with guys like Cooney, Lydon, Chino, all those guys play extremely hard. So I'm really excited about this team. A lot of people, you know, are still kind of they don't know how to feel. I don't know. I'm one of these guys that I felt positive about last year's team, and I feel positive about this year's team because it's Syracuse basketball. It's very rare that we have a bad team. Last year, believe me when I tell you, last year was an exception to the rule. Rule being, we win 20 games a year. And we damn near won 20 games a year last year. You know, the Pitt game has some questionable calls. I mean, in Miami, we had a chance to win. We were in the Duke game. As bad as people want to make us sound last year, we were in a lot of games. We could have lost some games too. So it probably evened out. But my point is, this team is going to win 20 games. It's going to be a good team. It's just what I believe. And from what I've seen out of 25 years or however long I've been a Syracuse fan, it's probably been longer. Let me, math in my head says 30 years, but whatever. I'm excited to see the game tonight. St. Bonaventure, I think, is a step up in talent and a step up in competition from Lehigh. I also expect Syracuse to play much better. I think they kind of fell asleep in the second half after building a 20-point lead, and they can't do that. Obviously, you can't afford to slack off. Lehigh had an extremely good big guy, and we held him, I think, 0-for-3 in the first half, and I think he finished with 16 in the second half. So obviously the focus needs to be there for 40 minutes, and I think it will be tonight. I think it should be an interesting game. I'm interested to see the lineups that Coach Boeheim uses, and I'm really interested to see if Chino can follow up his game that he had against Lehigh. He was extremely good in that game. I really liked what I saw. Like I said previously, I was really impressed. I was shocked, honestly. He did everything I saw him do is pretty much on point. I only saw him jump or, you know, fall for a pump fake, I think, once and got a foul. But other than that, he was on point defensively. Obviously, you're not going to get a lot out of him on offense, but you don't need it with this team. There's plenty of offensive players to go around. Hopefully, Caleb gets more run tonight. I like what I saw from him, as I stated previously, and I really think 14 minutes is just – it's ridiculous. I think he needs to see at least, you know, between 20 and 25 a game. Might be the most improved player on the team. And I think Coach just uses Cooney far too much. That's been an argument of mine for a couple of years. His argument is they're college kids. They get a break every 4 minutes. He clearly wears down at the end of games, at the end of seasons, and I don't blame him because he's played so much, and I don't want that to happen this year. So, and you've got a capable guy in Caleb, and even Franklin Howard, from what I've seen, is a capable guy as well in short spurts. So you can afford to give Benajay and Cooney a rest. You can play Benajay at the three. There's a lot of different things you can do. But as a whole, for a first game, I really, you know, I thought it was a mixed bag, but I really loved what I saw in the first half. In the second half, obviously, it wasn't as good, let off the gas, but Lehigh's probably going to be a good team as far as in the Patriot League. I think they said they returned four starters. Obviously, they're not, you know, an ACC-caliber team. But to start the season, I think it was a good win and something to build off of. And I'm excited to see what's in store for tonight. I feel lucky and blessed that this game is actually on in my area in Maryland, and I don't have to watch it on ESPN3 because that's a nightmare. And I think, you know, everybody that's listening to this that has had to watch on ESPN3 knows exactly what I'm talking about. That said, ESPN3 compared to Orange All Access is the greatest stream of all time. Orange All Access, if anybody is out there and is considering getting Orange All Access, I would highly advise against it. I've paid for it 2 years in a row, and I've seen about maybe 5 seconds of a game, and the rest has been a black screen and a frozen screen. So there you go. That's my opinion on Orange All Access. And, if you're going to pay for something, I would think the stream should actually work. But I'm off that soapbox. So anyway, those are my thoughts on the Lehigh game. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything. Going through the players, the starters, I hit on Roberson. I thought Benajay and Chino were the players of the game. I thought Caleb was good. Obviously, T-Rob was invisible because they did not get the ball to him. I mean, I really think you got to make it a point to get him the ball, especially against smaller teams. I thought the freshmen were good. I thought Malley was really good. Obviously, his shooting percentage wasn't super great, but I like what I saw from him. And obviously, the defense was good. So it's a lot of positive things to build off of. The only negatives I saw, I didn't think Cooney played great, and obviously Daywon's working the rust off, so it's going to take a little bit of time. So there's really not a whole lot of negatives to take from it. I thought they kind of let down the second half, and you just can't do that. And they'll learn from it. So I'm excited, man. I love Syracuse basketball. I live for this time of year. It's what I've known for 30 years. So I'm really excited to see what tonight brings. Shout out to Georgetown for losing to Radford. That was hilarious in double overtime. It always makes me smile when they lose. And they're probably going to take a hard L tonight. They play at Maryland, my alma mater, and I think they're going to get smoked. So that's a beautiful thing. So there's a good chance that tonight's going to be a really great night for Syracuse fans. Shout out to Mike Hopkins. I saw he got his brace finally off. He spiked it in the trash can like he was dunking in a 1993 game against Georgetown. On Big Monday, yes, I have a great memory. I'll never forget Big Monday 93. They really smoked Georgetown, and it was a beautiful thing to see in the dome. I think I was about, 16 at the time, whatever. But Mike had a vicious dunk in that game, so that's what that spike of the of the neck brace reminded me of. So shout out to Mike Hopkins. I'm a big Hopkins guy. I can't wait till he takes over. Not to say that I don't love Jim Boeheim, because I do, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Hop coach. And so, yeah, if you have any thoughts on the show, comments, or anything like that, you can hit up, as I stated previously, you can hit me up on Twitter at JasonSpears_301, or you can hit up Orange State of Mind under the handle at Spears on Sports, at Spears _on Sports. Questions, comments, constructive criticism, whatever, it's all good. As long as it's done in a respectful manner, I'm with it. So with that, I'm going to wrap the show up. Thank you to anybody and everybody that listens, even if it's only one person. I love Syracuse. I love Syracuse basketball. I love all the Cuse Nation, Cuse fans. So let's get a win tonight. And with that, I'm out. Go Orange.